USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A few days from the 20-year anniversary of the horrific Columbine High School shootings, the FBI is continuing a manhunt, or in this case, a woman hunt, for an 18-year-old woman who's been identified as a credible threat to the Colorado school community.
Because of her comments and her actions, because of her travel here to the state, because of her procurement of a weapon immediately upon arriving here, we considered her to be a credible threat.
While FBI agent Dean Phillips says there's no specific threat to any one school, they're looking for the public's help in locating Sol Pais. Attorney General William Barr is establishing what's seen as a new precedent in immigration cases, announcing a decision yesterday that would keep thousands of migrants seeking asylum in detention for months. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Democratic presidential hopeful and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg addressing supporters in Iowa last night and talking about the need for generational change.
The decisions we make right now are going to decide not just what the next 4 years are going to look like, but the next 40. And I believe it is incumbent upon us to make sure that we win not just an election, but an era.
The number of Democrats declaring they're running for the White House has now reached about 24. A man's in custody at a Philadelphia hospital after police claim he intentionally ran over six other people, critically injuring one of them. Police say there was an altercation last night that led to the suspect striking a group of people with his vehicle, and he's accused of hitting three men and three women ranging in age from 17 to 42, the driver suffering head and facial injuries when passerby pulled him out of the vehicle and attacked him. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump says he does not support a bipartisan effort to remove U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. For the second time, President Trump's issued a veto. And in a statement, Trump calls the measure unnecessary, saying the U.S. military hasn't engaged in the Yemen war, apart from some counterterrorism missions. But Saudi Arabia does get support from the American military in that conflict. The president writing in his statement that the resolution would interfere with the ability to act as commander-in-chief, and he said it would impair the military to conduct effective and efficient engagements. Columbus does not support Ohio's new abortion law. That's the city of Columbus, where the council signed a resolution last night against the recently passed heartbeat bill, which bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat's detected. Supporters of the new law say all children should get the chance to live, including ones still in the mother's womb. Opponents say abortions are medical procedures that are often in the best interest of the mother and the baby's lives. And some sleep myths can be harmful for your health. A new study finds a few of the myths that are bad for you include the idea that you can get by with less than 5 hours of sleep a day. Researchers say doing so harms cardiovascular health, and people should try to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Good luck. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.